you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508, NMLS consumeraccess.org, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
Ball Hawk Show.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers and ball shorts. Coaching from the side of the ball court.
All right, enough of this, Ball Hawk. Enough of the intro. We don't need no intro today. How you gonna do an intro? Okay, we get it. If you know, you know. We know. Pusha T, we get it. It's Petty Hawk. I'm taking over. This is mine. This is mine. Okay, people don't want to hear no more intros, Ball Hawk. They want you to get right to it. That's why they love me now, because I get right to it. Okay, I don't hold back. I don't sugarcoat. I'm not PC. I'm none of that. I'm a bird. I fly through any weathers. Okay, I'm waterproof. Water don't even hit my wings, baby. And let me tell you something, Ball Hawk. Every time I talk, I need some background music. I don't know what's up with you, but I need background music every time I talk. Give me some background music while I'm talking to these people, okay? Give me some, okay? So they know it's me. This is Petty Hawk talking. Anytime you hear the background music, I'm talking and I got control of the mic. I'm doing the intro today. Salute to Aber Insurance, service in the state of Virginia for 20 years, at least over 20 years. Holler the good people at Aber Insurance, aberinsurance.net. Also, Alcova Mortgage, alcovahighlands.com to get in touch with the good people at Alcova Mortgage. Get you a loan. Go holler at them. You know you need a loan for something. Tell them Petty Hawk sent you. Ball Hawk will send you, but I'm going to really send you. Go get that money. Okay? All right, Ball Hawk, was that good enough for you? No, you're not talking, Ball Hawk. This is Petty Hawk. The Petty Hawk recap. We running the show. We got instrumentals in the background. We going to let it flow. If you ain't already know what show you listen to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, I might be off beat, but I'm on beat. Hey, I'm just a bird. I ain't even real. I'm really just somebody he make up in his own brain. Am I the upstairs brain or the downstairs brain, Ball Hawk? You know brain states. I'm the wise owl. You the barking dog. You the troublemaker. I'm the one that provides ease to the people. Like Easy E, we want Easy. People want Ball, want Petty Hawk. Okay? Well, can I at least like thank the people for coming here? Just cut your little instrument off. Can I at least like introduce folks for coming to the Ball Hawk Show podcast? I appreciate them. We're episode 1004, I believe. So salute to everybody that's been rocking with us from day one. Oh, man, you done switched it. Whoa, what did you do to my soundboard? Where my round of applause at, Petty Hawk? You touching stuff. There we go. Okay. Stop touching stuff. Did you add this Kawhi Leonard laugh too? Oh, you something else, bro. All right, man. Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. You heard my alter ego, Petty Hawk. Shout out to sponsors, Aber Insurance and Alcova Mortgage. Salute to both of them for helping this movement continue to elevate, man. So I appreciate you guys. This podcast will be recapping Louisville versus Virginia as the Cardinals defeated the Cavaliers by a score of 34-17. So if this is your first time listening to a recap, this is not like a recap that you'll ever listen to. We do things a little bit differently. We give you the stats. We give you analysis. Sometimes my alter ego comes out and he scraps the analysis and we get right to it. And a lot of people like to get right to it, as they tell me. They like to get right to it. But we always started off with a little bit of, walk-up music. You know, like any sports team, you got the walk-up music. You got the ring music, that's just what you got. So I'm going to set the table today, I'm going to take it back old school because we done lost too many games in a row. So we're going to take it back, man. Some more Isaac Hayes. I'm feeling like I'm on Dead Presidents right now. I don't know where to go. My back to the wall right now. You know what I'm saying? So this is how we're going to start the podcast off. This song like 12 minutes long, so we ain't going all 12 minutes. We're going to go about 45 seconds or at least to a breakdown. But get your mind right for this podcast, man. Let's get it. Sorry, YouTube. Go ahead and mute this one. Or whoever got to mute it, just mute it. But this is how we're going to rock starting out right here. Let's go. Uh-huh. Yeah. Drop. Come on. Oh, turn it up a little bit. There we go. Uh-huh. Just a little bit. Just a little bit longer, man. We're just gonna let this mellow out. Something a little different, man. Speaking of different, let me see if y'all can rock with this right quick. Uh-oh. That's it. That's it for that. Let me see if y'all know what this is right here. Let me see if y'all know about this right here. Let me see if y'all mind ready for this. Come on, man. Y'all ain't ready for this. We got a bye week coming up. We got to talk about this thrashing we just received. Gotta get your mind right for this episode, man. Come on, man. This is where we at. Patty Hawk got something up his sleeve, too. But I gotta get my mind right. Got a lot I gotta say. A lot that I broke down. This ain't the Meek Mill version, by the way. This the original, man. This is him, Phil Collins, right here. In the air tonight. Let's get it. What we got? Yeah, you know what's about to come. Let's go. Let's go.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Oh Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord. Can you feel it coming in the air tonight? Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
Let's go.
Well, if you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face.
We at a crossroads, man. Friend. You got to go back to something that's going to inspire you.
No, we can know who I am.
That's going to get you right, God dang it.
Well, I was there and I saw
it ain't going right right now. It's going wrong. You gotta look for some inspiration. You gotta look for something. Something gotta get your mind right, man. Look no further. Look right here at this podcast. Yeah.
And I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Let's go.
Oh Lord.
Something brewing, man.
Well, I've been waiting for this moment.
You got gotta love a storm. You gotta love a storm. We're in a storm right now.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Gotta love to do hard things, man. Shout out to Bronco. To hit a breakdown. You thought I was gonna stop it before the damn breakdown? Somebody done told you wrong. Here we go. Yo, 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 yo. Hey man, I don't care right now, yo. I'm gonna let this ride. You can fast forward, but you gonna miss out. It's gonna be the longest we ever played the song. You gotta hear this. You gotta feel this right here.
But I know the reason why you keep your silence up. No, you don't believe. The hurt doesn't show.
Uh-oh.
But the pain's too gross.
What else?
Some stranger to you.
Let's go. Yeah, get your mind right, man. God, dog, we got out. Sorry, almost cursed. Hold up. What you say, Petty Hawk? You got, look, man, I play four songs of just Phil Collins. You can't get, no, they don't want to listen to more music. They don't want to listen to your music. I don't care what type of angry music you got on deck. What? All right. Excuse Petty Hawk right now. He got, like, you can fast forward this, people. Fast forward about 3 minutes. You don't want to hear what he going to play. I don't blame you. You don't want to hear the little nook-nook and knucklehead music. You know what I'm saying? I just play some real classics. He about to play some real, I mean, these joints is classic, but they a little different. We got them censored, though. Okay, I'll let you talk, Petty Hawk. You ready? And you can't sound like Coach Welch this episode, bro. Don't do no Coach Welch's. Okay. Hey, man, give me the mic, man. Give me the mic. Hey, look, people, he got y'all listen to some, what's his name? Isaac Hayes and a Phil Collins. Feel it in the air. What do you feel in? I'm a bird. I don't feel nothing in the air. Okay. I'm in the air. And I don't know what Phil talking about, Ball Hawk. Feel it in the air. You need to feel what happened on that field. That's what y'all need to feel. You talking about some feeling in the air. This would, look, guys, this Petty Hawk. I'm going to be brutally honest with y'all. These songs is for y'all, okay? This first song is by a guy who know how it feels to get beat down and have to strap his boots up and fight back, okay? I'm about to play you some Ja Rule. Ja Rule know a thing or two about getting his hind pots beat down when he was on top, and he had to make this song. So this song is for y'all, because we can only play people who took L's and bounced back from L's, and Ja Rule took an L. So go.
I like to work more of my to the world famous Murder Inc. show.
Yeah, come on, let's get some Ja Rule.
They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living? It's real be choking. And when I answer my gangsta, the real question.
Yeah. What we gonna do when you lose?
What do you do? Yeah.
We gon' clap back.
Yo, Petty Hawk, you playing clap back? What? How you play? Don't interrupt me on. Stop interrupting my music. I let you play in the air for 12 minutes. Don't touch. Leave it alone.
Top like champagne bottle to kill.
They done missed the whole first verse because of you.
Tell them a nice tune, plus push some nice groups.
Hey, man, you can't play no Ja Rule, bro. We don't do no Ja Rule over here, man. Oh, you don't do no Ja Rule, huh? You don't do no Ja Rule? You don't do no Murder Inks and Irv Gotti's? You don't do... I know who you do like. I know who you do like, and we're going to talk about the dude who made Ja Rule do the clap back because he was clapping and somebody backed him, and now he got to clap back. We're going to go to a dude who got hit a lot of times when they was clapping at him, and he laid in front of the house of his grandma's house. And he got saved by a dude from Detroit and a dude from California. Let's see if you like this guy.
You know you're my favorite white boy, right?
You like him?
I've been patiently waiting for a track to explode on you. You're stunning, you on it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You cannot play that song, man. It's too violent. We are a PG podcast. You can't do this. It's not an uncut podcast. I'm going to tell you one more time, Ball Hawk. You touch my damn mic. You touch this volume one more time, me and you going to fight. You're going to be punching yourself in the face like me, myself, and Irene, or the joint with Jim Carrey when he had the three black sons and he was the cop. You're going to be him. Touch my volume one more time.
Pitching me, pinning handwriting lines, knowing the source of quote it. When I die, they'll read this and say a genius wrote it. I grew up without my pops, that make me bitter. I caught cases, I caught doctors, that make me a quitter. And it's white man.
Hey, yo, man, we're at 15 minutes. We got to keep. Boy, what did I tell you? You know what? I'm running this podcast. You, boy, you pushing your luck. You got to play all your. All right, man, do your little stats. Hurry up. Thank you, everybody, for being patient. I know it was a lot of music. We at the 16-minute mark right now where we're going over stats. This is the stats segment of the Ball Hawk Show podcast recap of the Louisville game. Let's get right to it. Attendance for this game was 38,009. The lowest of the season, I believe. 38,009 to see the Cavaliers lose to Louisville by a score of 34-17. Stats for the game, Louisville had 24 first downs to UVA's 18 first downs. Louisville had 198 yards rushing, which was under their average, which was leading the ACC anyway. But that's still 198 yards. They ain't get 200. Whip the freaking dude. Okay, this is Petty Hawk. So Petty Hawk can keep it real with y'all. Ball Hawk, stay over there for a little while. Let me do this because it's just going to be fast with me doing it. Matter of fact, didn't I tell you I need background music when I'm talking? Let's go. Give me my background music by Andrew. There we go. Drizzle go crazy. There we go. We had six rushing yards. What? On 25 carries. 6 yardage. 6. They had 198. We had 6 yards. That's nasty. That's nasty. That's terrible. That's terrible. That's horror awful. That's trash can juice. Ball Hawk, you better have an exclamation for this when you do your analytical and your analytics and you breaking down on film what you saw. Because 6 yards, ain't nothing you can say to help me feel better about no 6 yards rushing versus Louisville defense. 6. They basically got 5 DBs out there. They basically run a 3-3-5. They had an outside linebacker the size of a damn DB. We got 6 rushing yards on 25 carries. 0.2 yards a rush. 0.2. I lose 0.2 when I pee. And I'm a bird. 0.2. You can get that by just going to the bathroom. 0.2. They averaged 4.6 yards per rush. They had 275 yards passing. We had 313 yards passing. Oh, look at that. We had a 300-yard passing game. Woo! Finally, it has happened to me right front of... My bad. We averaged 13 yards per completion. They averaged 16.2 yards per completion. They have 473 yards of total offense. We had 319. We had 8 penalties for 66 yards. We ran 59 plays. They had 5 penalties for 55 yards. And they ran 76 plays. Time of possession. Listen to this stat. They had the ball for 34 minutes and 54 seconds. Basically 35 minutes. We had the ball for 25 minutes and 6 seconds. The second and fourth quarter, They had the ball for 10 minutes and 49 seconds in the second quarter, 10 minutes and 19 seconds in the fourth quarter, 8 minutes and 5 seconds in the third. We had the ball for 9 minutes and 19 seconds in our best quarter. Ha-ha, we had the ball for 9:19. Other than that, 4 layups, 6:55, 4:41. Third down conversions, we were bad again. 3 for 12. They were 8 of 15. That's better than 50%. That's better than 50% on third down with Bubby Brister at quarterback for them. Because he looked that old out there. He looked like Bubby Brister. He did. Y'all can't tell me he ain't look like Tommy Maddox. He the same age as them. They had 6 sacks. We had 0. They caused 3 turnovers. We caused 2. 10 points off of turnovers. We had 7. Individual stats. I'm going to read ours. I'm not going to read theirs because they're not us. Xavier Brown had 4 carries for 7 yards. Paris Jones, 6 rushes, 6 yards. Mike Hollins, 1 rush, 0 yards. Brendan Armstrong, 14 carries, negative 7 yards because you got to include the sacks. Brendan Armstrong was 24 of 34, 2 interceptions, 313 yards and a touchdown. That's better than 70% completion rate. I'm going to tell you this. The last 2 games, he's looked better in the pocket. He's been going through his progression. He hasn't been locking on to just one guy. He's been anticipating routes. He's been throwing the ball early, trusting that the receiver would come out the appropriate landmark or hit the appropriate landmark. And one of the interceptions yesterday, the DB just, I mean, the running back, I mean, not the, God dang it, Ballhawk, can you come here and do this? Yeah, I got you. So on the interception, the receiver didn't come out of his break. He didn't work his way back to the football. Brendan did what he's supposed to do in the hammer route throw before the receiver turns his head. Receiver tried to contact the DB, and that messed up his plant and drive out of his break, and he didn't get his head around. So that was the was that the first or the second? Might have been the second interception. The first interception, I don't know. I guess he thought it was an interference, and he was just throwing it over there, and yeah. I don't even want to talk about that one. Keaton Thompson was targeted 13 times, had 9 catches for 98 yards. Dontavian Wicks was targeted 7 times, had 4 catches, 69 yards, and 1 touchdown. His first of the year. Congrats to Wicks on that. Lavelle Davis targeted 6 times. He caught 4 balls, 52 yards, and 0 touchdown. Sackett Wood targeted 3 times, 3 catches, 48 yards. DeMeek was targeted 3 times. 2 catches for 35 yards. Grant targeted 1 time. 1 catch, 6 yards. And Paris targeted 1 time. 1 catch for 5 yards. I will say this. I'm going to say that for the analytical part. Defensive stats, man. Nick Jackson once again led us in tackles. He had 11. 1 quarterback hurry. James Jackson, he had 8 tackles. Antonio Clary, welcome back, Tony. Yo. 8 tackles. Donovan Johnson getting wrecked, had 7 tackles. Jonas Sanker has 6. Hey, Jonas, I need you to start wrapping up, bro. These crossbody Booker T chest splashes you be doing on dudes with the forearm shivers, you got to start breaking your arms and your hips, bro, because these bigger people going to start running through that. Practice good habits. Anthony Johnson, 5 tackles, an interception, 3 pass breakers. Anthony Gucci Johnson has been playing phenomenal football this season. I want to say both of our corners, AJ and Fentrell, bookends. Doing a hell of a job on them island, man. They've been playing at a high level. And this joker number 3, Gucci going to compete. And he's smart, man. Like, I ain't going to privy you all to, you know, our private conversations. But just listen to him talk, man, after games and just breaking down stuff with him. That's a smart dude, man. A shout out to Mama Johnson, too, that I met. AJ's mom. Salute to you. Got a chance to meet her. OA had 5 tackles. Hold on. What type of instrument money you want now on the back end, bro? Oh, we can't play that. Hold on. You can't play all these instrumentals at once. Man, no instrumental, okay? Get it out of here. Hey, Ball, I told you, touch my stuff one more time. It's going to be a problem, all right? I'm going to have you punching yourself in the face like Jim Carrey in the movie. Touch it one more time. Just one more time. Mess up my groove, my feng shui. I'm getting my mind right because I got a lot I got to say. If you don't hurry up and get through these pleasantries, talking about some AJ and Fentrell, we know they doing good. Get to the nitty gritty. They want to talk about what we could fix. Not, you're praising guys because they did this. Shut up. You soft. What happened to you? You used to be Mr. Idiot, the mean guy. Now you need me to keep it real. So hurry up with your, I'm a BPC because I'm going to be nice. I want to be everybody's friend. I don't want to make nobody mad. I'm Ballhawk, and I don't like when people are mad at me. You know, my nerves.
You done, man? You done? Can I finish now?
Yes. Finish.
All right. You know what? You're right, Petty Hawk. Let's get right to it. Offensively. This one, hold on. Who did I start with last week?
It don't matter, bro. Just talk about the whole team. We ain't doing no timestamps. This is what gumbo. Everything in one pot. Everybody can get it. Everybody gonna get it today, okay? Ballhawk. Everybody's gonna get it. We 2-4. Who cares if you break down the offense and the defense and the defense and the offense? We want to complain. I'm here to complain. Can I complain like the people complain? I want to be like the Facebook groups. I want to be like the message boards. I want to complain too. Can I complain? Please, can I complain? Please let me complain. Let me complain. Don't be nice. Let me complain. Let me complain. Can I have this? Yo, calm down, bruh. I'm going to let you talk. Let me set the table. You don't got to set nothing for me. I'm grown. One thing you can do is set yourself down over there and let me talk. Can I have the floor? Do the people want to hear Petty Hawk or you want to hear Ball Hawk? Let me know. We can hear you right now. Give you 3 seconds. Petty Hawk or Ball Hawk? Go. I hope y'all said Petty Hawk. Because either way, I'm talking. The hell with Ball Hawk. The hell with this nice stuff. Let's get right to it. This is what Petty Hawk saw in the game Saturday. I saw front running. When everything going good, everybody playing good, everybody feeling good, everybody looking good, everybody just good. And as soon as one little mistake happened, old Brendan Armstrong fumbled. Brendan is a very good quarterback, record breaking. But when he fumbled and he laid on the ground, like somebody leg dropped him, like it was Hulk Hogan, and he didn't move about 5 seconds after he fumbled, and he had the ball high and tight in his right hand, and then he tried to brace his fall, and the ball just farted out of his arm. He couldn't move, and he just laid there. When I saw him laid, I just saw the soul of the confidence leave Scott Stadium for the team. When Brendan laid there, the confidence just evaporated. Whew. Gone. Just left and went right into the body of the Louisville team. I ain't lying. Look when Brendan fumbled. He laid there for about 4-5 seconds. And you just saw confidence just say, excuse me, I'm out of here. I'm going to go chill with the team in black because you looking blue and I don't want to look blue. After that fumble, that happened at the 5:07 mark. At the Louisville 18-yard line, no, we got the ball at the 5:07 mark. It was 3 minutes left in the half. Well, anyway, I don't know how many minutes. I'm trying to sound like Ball Hawk. Anyway, after that fumble, we had
Five straight three and outs. Five straight three and outs. Before then, we had an 8-play drive that ended in a field goal, a 7-play drive that ended in a touchdown, had a 5-play drive, then ended in a fumble. The next three drives was for 9 yards. We had three drives for a total of 9 yards. Had three plays, 2 yards when we got the ball back. Then after that, three plays, -2 yards. And then after that, three plays, 9 yards. Like, what are we doing? Then after that, three plays, 6 yards of interception. Then we get the ball back at halftime, start off with some good, a good play on first down. Then we take a sack. I mean, three plays for -10 yards. Then get the ball back after that, touchdown, 8 plays, 75 yards. Then we get the ball back, throw an interception, 1 play, 15 yards. Then 8 plays, 22 yards on downs, 8 plays, 62 yards. After the fumble, we were from we fly high, no lie, you know it. We was balling. How you go from balling to, like, my wings is wet, Ball Hawk. What does that mean, Petty Hawk? It means it's a little bit of trash can juice out on display. My wings is wet. I don't like it. I'm standing beside them. My wings just started getting wet, man. Like, come on, Petty Hawk. Chill out, man. What you mean, chill out? That's what's wrong with you. You too nice. They don't need nice right now. They need real. Keep it real. Real. And right now, you're not good enough to make mistakes. You're not. You couldn't run the ball. You was too high. You got to get low. Got to get through the shoots. All by week, we going through the shoots. Shoot, 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 shoot. Every, like, shoot the J. Shoot, shoot. I heard Coach 2J on the sideline. Get low. He telling y'all. Y'all still won't get low, 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 low. You don't like apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur? Get low. Dun, 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 dun. Get low. Dun, dun. Get low. You too high. They all up in y'all chest. Getting up. Like, I'm going to tell you, man. They want a good showing run block. I'm telling you, they was just running, like, pushing y'all move. Excuse me, I got somewhere to go. Just pushing you. A lot of y'all was just, like, letting people go by. You're like, come on, man. I know y'all watched the film. It was a come to Jesus moments today when y'all watched this film as a team. I know they was screenshot. I know they was pausing it and putting a red little beam on you. Who is this right here? Who is this? And you won't say nothing. I've been there. Who is this? Hawkins, is this you? Huh? Don't hum me. What you doing right here, son? What you doing? You know what coach used to do that? Fix it. Fix it. Coach, it ain't going to fix. It's on tape. Fix it. I said, fix it. Come on, son. Don't do that. Come on. That's what was happening. We was too high. This the first game since the Illinois game and this game was nasty up front. Like, they was, that's what it sounded like. Beating, like, bruh. It was like watching damn Rocky III. The first time when Sylvester Stallone fought Mr. T. Like, you was acting coddled out there. Like, you ain't never been in a fight. They about to fire their coach. They came, dog, they was, look, we're going to be honest. They was ready to pack it in. They was down 10-0. Y'all was about to score again. Y'all was in y'all bag moving the ball. They got that one mistake. Bubby Brister do a damn play fake from the heavens. Schematically, we there. Everybody's like the backside safety that was triggering from the boundary had the back. We had our D lineman winning at the point of attack. Somebody from the field, I ain't gonna say their name, play hero ball and wanted to get the back too, T-O-O, versus playing your assignment. Play your assignment, bro. Back going away from you. You got quarterback on inside zones. Go hit the quarterback. Why are you diving inside? It don't matter if you, like, ain't no think. Your assignment is quarterback. That changed the entire dynamic. I was talking to my dog, Nick Grant. Salute to Nick Grant. We was watching the game, and I said, we saw Anthony Johnson get that interception early in the game. And this is Ball Hall talking. I had to jump in. When Anthony Johnson got the interception at the beginning of the game, I looked at Nick. I said, Nick, that's the greatest feeling as a DB.
because once you get a pick within the first two series, you're going to play out your mind. Like, no, like, you're going to be doing stuff you ain't never done before. Your confidence is going to be through the roof. Can't nobody stop you. When a DB get a pick early in the game, it's a wrap. He's locking up. Believe that. Think I'm lying. Look at any DB when they get an early pick. They on one. They locking it up. And AJ was locking it up all game long. He almost picked off a dig route. You know how hard that is? He undercutted a dig route, the one that ricocheted off him and went to Clary. But that was a hell of a fire break. He was in his bag. No different than when Bubby Brister, Tommy Maddox's little brother, pulled the ball from the running back because he saw one of our defenders playing. I'm not going to say their name, Petty Hawk. I don't do that. Playing hero ball and just gate, like, boom. I mean, my man could have, he could have moonwalked in the end zone. Nobody knew he had the ball. Made that man look like he was Aaron Brooks with that play fake he had. Good God. And look, man. Nah, Ball, let me get this one. All right, you got this. Hey, let me say something to y'all now. Coming to the season, we was excited because we got the best in the nation, right? Our receiving core, we like, them dudes is studs, man. The Dontavian Wicks school record with yards, he coming back. We got Lavelle Arab there, Davis, he coming back. Then we got Keaton 99 problems, but getting covered ain't one coming back. Like, we got weapons. We got Billy Kemp. Like, and we got B.A. Like, we like, yo, we going to throw the ball. And let me tell you something. It don't matter what scheme you running. Can't nothing overcome in 6 games. Listen to the stat, people. Because Ball Hawk found this out. In 6 games, we got 35 drops. In 6 games. How many of that a game? What's the average? Is that 7 a game? Drop. No, that ain't right. Your math is wrong. That ain't no damn 7 a game. Man, let me live. Damn, you always messing up something. That's 5. It's okay, it's 5.8, but 7 sounded better. Okay, 5. With the freaking dude. Ooh, not 7, that's 5. It's bad. I don't care if we run Air Raid. I don't care if we wearing Air Jordans. I don't care if we wearing Air Gordons. If you drop the ball that many times, I don't care who your coach is. Bruh, coach, last time I checked, coach don't, he don't give out hands. We give out cleats, we give out gloves, we give out helmets, we give out shoulders. We ain't giving out no hands. The hands is yours, Jack. Either you catch it or you don't. What do you want me to do? Huh? Yes. Sometimes we can scheme up better. Yeah, oh, we need air raid. Oh, we need the air raid like Bob. Oh, my God. I want Dr. Bob's air raid. That's all I keep seeing. But y'all are the same dudes who couldn't stand them. So shut up. Ballhawk, I know you're going to say it, so I said it for you. Shut up about the air raid. Y'all didn't want it. Y'all wanted something that was pro style and balanced. Now look at you. Why can't you just run the air raid? It's not the- Yes, it is. What you going to do? Tell the whole offensive coordinator, hey, by the way, you're not hired, but leave your playbook here for us. No, don't work like that. This ain't Madden where you could just, I know I've been running with Denver's playbook. I'm going to use the Eagles playbook now, and the computer's just going to start to block like it should be blocked, and the receivers are run like it should run on the diagram. No, this ain't Madden. If you can't master the scheme, you can't teach it. Just the scheme we got. Just the scheme you've been repping. And look, let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something. You got to be like, you, both sides, like a coach, you got to have your scheme, but you got to be fluid enough that you could use stuff within your scheme to really illustrate and push forward the skill set of your best players. But as a player, you got to do your damn job too. Like, it's a happy meeting. Like, both of y'all been, like, all y'all been losing, right? We all been losing. We all. that love this program. We be like, yes, you too, fans. You lost too. You lost. It ain't them. Don't say us, yeah, we won, and then damn, they lost. Don't do that. If you ask a Cavalier, you're a Cavalier. You lost too. We all lost. Again. I don't want to hear it. Too many of y'all, and y'all calling for people jobs after how many goddamn gone games? 6 games? You want this dude to be fired? Are you serious? What the hell? What is wrong with you? What? Fire him? Y'all was the same dude that was coming at me when I was excited about Point. Like, look, this what I told. Look, if Point that's what took this job and he been going through the storm, woo, he won't be in the great number 3 no more. He'd be like, get his ass out of here. Yo, Petty Hawk, you can't curse. You can't say the ASS word. This is PG. All right, man, I slipped up. Oh, Point, next you take your John Brian Hine pots out of here, you lost. Tony Halliday, good coach, man. He a good coach. Bronco went 2-10, lost to Richmond. Y'all were ready to bludgeon him. Oh, he comes from BYU. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's used to playing with 30-year-olds. Oh, he doesn't show any emotion. He doesn't give us anything. He's talking coach talk. Oh, my God, get him out. Oh, Coach, and now you threw your guys under the bus of the Virginia Tech. We get the. Shut up. Yeah, I said it. Petty Hawk said it. I'm emotional like y'all is. Y'all get an excuse. Y'all can talk bad about the players and the coaches, and y'all can blame their emotions. Well, you know what? Don't hold what I'm saying against me because I'm emotional too. Damn it. But Petty Hawk, that's 2, man. Stop cussing. Man, would you shut up? We grown. You are 43 years old, boy. And I'm 21. I just learned how to curse. But you can't curse up here. This is not uncut. Man, you don't never want to have no fun. But you got to be respectful, Petty. I am being respectful. Respect these. Let me get back to what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, all you players, y'all need to have y'all a player meeting. Talk to each other. Let them know it's us. The guys in that room, in that building, they win games. Don't matter who at the game. It don't matter who cheering for you, who cheering against you. Play for the brother beside you. Offensive lineman. My man Ray Roberts always said, I block like it was, like, hey, look, I felt like if y'all sacked the quarterback, you smack my mama. Have some pride. Like, that's the thing, man. Have some pride. Can't no coach do that for you. You got to do that for yourself. Like, as a parent, right? As a parent, you could tell your kid what to do 24 lame times. And you could try to beat him with a belt all you want to, put him on punishment, but they got to make a decision if they're going to change. You as a player, you got to change. Stop looking at somebody else to make a play. You do your job. Don't overextend yourself. Don't press. Do your job. Do your job. This is a storm. This is what we want. We look for storms. Huh? That's what greatness is at. I look for a storm. Come back. Ain't nothing like a comeback. Setback is a setup for a comeback. What? Ain't nobody. Look. Hey, look. If y'all naysayers don't think we're going to win no more games, fine. Cool. Don't watch no more. Watch the highlights. But as we start winning again, don't be like you was back. Hey, don't act like you was, oh, I was here the whole time. Woo, I stuck it out. Hey, don't turn your back. We're going to mount up, man. We're going to form a big fist and knock somebody the F out because I can't curse. But this is a storm. You got to look at yourself in the mirror. Everybody, coaches, know they got to coach better. People keep saying Coach Elliott don't hold himself accountable and he always just criticize the player. Do y'all just listen to what you want to hear? Or do you listen to everything he says? That man always said, I have to do better. I have to do better. The coaches always says, I have to do better. Man, matter of fact, I'm going to give you some notes right quick. Let me give you the script. Let me tell you what Coach said. Hold on. I'm trying to find it right now. Let's see what Coach Rudd said. So they asked him about the backup quarterback, Bubby Brister. That's what I'm calling him. And it's just jokes, Brock. Don't take it to heart. So for the folks that think, oh, they ain't prepared for the backup quarterback, here's what he said about that. I'm speaking to y'all. He said they spent a bunch of time scouting him, watching his high school stuff and the games that he played and prior to this. We wanted to have a plan, and he did a nice job executing. Here's the thing about that young man. He had a big run. He makes some big throws. Overall, throwing the ball, he was all right. He was 17 to 30. That's a little bit better than 50%. But I'm going to tell you what he did do, what we got to fix quick. Anytime somebody need a damn first down or a play, they throw a damn dig route to the slot. They go right at our safety. You know, our safeties can't really cover as good. Like, we got to do something about that, man. We really do. We got to take away those dig routes or those bang eights. We got to take away end cuts. We really do. Our feet aren't good. I don't know, like, you young fellas, I know you being taught. You got to translate that back onto the field. For real. Like, they are attacking our safeties, and they getting what they want, when they want, however they want. If I'm a team, I don't know why they throw to the outside. Throw at the safeties. Period. All end cuts. Period. Give me quads. That's two safeties, the two receivers the east side. We know we're going to have two safeties. Our safeties are going to be checking the slots 10 yards off. Run in cuts. Our backers don't drop back that far. Hey, what you going to do? Sometimes we be playing short zone. I'm sitting there like, bro, you ain't got no threat. Drive the damn dig route. It's 3rd and 11 one time. We got a short zone guy in the scene. He collides. He reroutes the receiver. And he stops and look at the quarterback, and he run an in route. And I'm like, bro, if you would have just squeezed with him, and while you looking at the quarterback, maintain his upfield shoulder, we would have got off the damn field. I'm just like, bro, why are y'all looking at the quarterback? Yo, safeties, would that be getting, if you getting beat by a double move, first of all, if it's tight twins, y'all got to start comboing. You can't be one down. Like, I really dislike when it's tight twins in the boundary and we don't combo. Combo mean for you take the first out, I take the first in. Like, if I'm the inside guy, I back up and I go combo, and I'm gonna take the first in, you take the first out. Or once I take the first in, you take the receiver who's left. When they ran that damn screen and go, both our DBs bumped into each other. Just what they wanted. That's why they do that. Last week versus Duke, we got beat by. This week versus Louisville, we got beat 4-4 touchdown. We bumped right. Boom. Bumped right into each other for no reason. We could have just passed it off. It was clear as day. Like, it was slow development. Combo. Like, we saw the 49ers pick that off versus, was it Russell? No. The Rams. The safety picked that off. Just say, all right, so I'm going to say the two DBs. Lex Long as a safety, you got AJ on the outside. If they run a tunnel screen, meaning the slot guy come up to try to block AJ, Lex should go automatically to one because you see the number one receiver working backwards. It's like, let the inside guy take that. He has a clear shot because the inside receiver is doing what you're responding how he wants. If you play a man and we run a jailbreak, that means you're going to follow me right into blocking one of your teammates. So I got a 2-for-1. That's why I always feel like you got to combo that near twins. Combo it. I said the same thing, ODU, when they scored on the damn sail route on us. Just combo it. Back up and pass it off. You keep everything in front of you. To me, that's being a football player, not a robot. And I know you got that option. I know y'all do. If you don't, you're going to have it now. Because every team, I'm going to tell you what team's going to do. They're going to be running any type of rub routes to the boundary, or they're just going to come at our safeties out of quads, running some type of end cut. Get your mind right. Got to fix that. Offensively, you got to, look, offensively, y'all got to go have a team building activity. Y'all got to love on each other. Y'all got to have fun. Y'all really do. Y'all not having fun out there. And it ain't never fun getting your, I know, Ballhawk, I can't say the air. It ain't fun getting your John Brown high pots beat. But even at the beginning when y'all was scoring, having success, y'all wasn't celebrating or nothing. Y'all was long, going through the motions. Like, bro, you playing a game in front of thousands of people. Have some fun. And losers, when you losing, what's the first thing you do when a mistake happens? Oh, here we go again. Oh, my God, he's always messing up. But when you winning, you be like, oh, yeah, all right, bad, we got this. You ain't good enough to be messing up right now, though. I'm going to tell y'all that right now.
You and my coach over, you're not that good. You're not that good to mess up. You're not. Penalties, drop balls, fumbles, interceptions, blown coverages, bad eyes, missed assignments. No, you're not good enough right now to do that. You can't. The football gods don't allow you to get away with this within a storm. You got to earn the victory now. Every bit of it for four quarters. You got to earn everything. You ain't going to get no calls. You ain't going to get no spots. You ain't going to get no overturns. None of that. You're back against the wall now. You 2-4. About to go to Georgia Tech, a place that we rarely win at. I never won there. Got my beat the last time I was there. You 2-4. Three straight losses. Three straight conference losses. Basically, people said, you ain't beat no real team yet. That's what they saying. Now everybody's saying, oh, JMU and Liberty. Yeah, the best teams in Virginia. They're kicking your honey pots, ball, huh? Man, shut up. You got to line them up. Salute to JMU top 25, though. Salute to that. I'm never a hater. I'm a competitor. I'll be damned if I ever concede. I got too much pride. And that's what y'all got to have, too much damn pride right now. Too much pride to let this keep going. Too much pride to let people just talk trash about your damn coach and coaches. Like, bro, have some pride about yourself, man. You are him. Like, Wicks, you are him. You're still him. You still one of the best in the country. You got to believe that. Him. I don't give a damn about a drop. So what? Go catch the next one. Caress the ball. Right now, you fighting it. Caress it. Excuse my language, little kids, but you got to be like a supple breast or butt. You got to caress it. You don't just be real. I know. That. My bad, Petty Hawk. My bad. I'm sorry. But I just try to take them behind the curtain. You know what I'm saying? Got to be soft. Soft hands. You can't be reaching for the ball. You got to catch it. You got what? That's how I got to sound when you catch the ball. What? Not. That's what it sounds like when you're catching the ball right now. It could be. That's catching the ball. Not. I know y'all can hear it in the stands when you drop a pass. It'd be like. Oh. That's the fans. Oh. Come on, Wicks. Catch the ball. Come on, guys. You guys are walking off the field. You're getting your high pocket. Come on, guys. Act like you want to be out here. Come on, guys. You're just giving up. Come on, guys. Man, I wish you would shut up. We get it. Nobody likes to hear that they not living up to expectations repeatedly. Okay? We human. And we get it. All right? And then one of the players was like, shut up. Who are you talking to like that? Why are you talking to me? Because you've been talking to them like that, bro. Like, respectfully. All right. A lot of times, y'all don't even realize y'all be going ape on a lot of, like, y'all got to stop hiding behind that and love the program. Man, shut up. That don't mean you can just say anything. I can't say anything to them just because I was a former player and I love the program. I got too much respect. I can't just be like, rip, 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 rip. Man, they be like, man, shut up, Ball Hawk and Petty Hawk. Both of y'all, shut up. Drink your own, shut the hell up, you. Some of y'all be crossing the line. I ain't against critiquing. Constructive criticism, saying what took place and what needs to be done. I'm always cool with that. But some of the name calling and just flat out just disrespect, like, I get it, man. You on the keyboards, you on your little smartphones. We get it, bro. But you, when it's reciprocated, you can't play victim. Oh my God, I can't believe you said it to me. I had so much respect. No, you didn't. You wouldn't have said this if you had respect for me. Respectfully. That's a fact. But players, defensively, this is like one of the worst games I've seen y'all play. Just y'all eyes, y'all blue assignments. This was bad. This is bad. You got to right the ship. We came at a perfect time because it's super ugly right now. Offensively, finish. The word that you guys should have on a bulletin board is finish. 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 It don't matter how you initially start to play. Finish it. Because we can't finish consistently in order to win games. Finish.
Whether it's Brennan going through progressions, throwing an accurate ball. Whether it's receivers getting open, catching the football. Whether it's the offensive lineman firing off and finishing blocks by a moving guy versus just initial hits and then getting your ass thrown off. That's three times, Petty Hawk. You're cursed again. Man, all right, man. That's it. They say that on TV. ASS is a bad word. Yes, bro. I think they get the idea. Let me end it. So look, check this out. 2-on-4, you at a crossroads. As a group, you got collectively come together, the leaders. This not a like fuss at each other. This is a, like everybody got to look at themselves in the mirror and challenge themselves to consistently win their individual matchup. Football is moving parts. And it's a new scheme. You got to become great within this scheme. You feel what I'm saying? Like with Coach Kitchens wants to do on offense, this guy's open. Brennan don't get the time. This guy's open. We drop the pass. This guy's open. It's an airman throw. These are things that a player can control. Are there times where I feel like BA is in the same spot too much? Absolutely. I feel like we should move him around the pocket more with boots and dashes and things of that nature. The touchdown pass to Wicks was a dash. Even though it was a free play, I like what was called. Like how he was blocking it up front, getting BA on the edge. I like that. So, yes, coaches still have to do a better job of, and I think they've done a better job of allowing Brennan to relax more by calling things that get him in a rhythm. But we got to finish everybody. Special teams have to be special again. Besides our punter, and D'Amico is one, shout out to OG. His nickname is One Block Away. He's always one block away on kickoff. Now, I know he fumbled one time, but he's one block away. He's that damn explosive. But our special teams, we got to be special. When we won 8 and 9 games, Joe Reed was special. We got another special kick return. That kick, now he ain't Joe Reed. But we ain't never had that type of speed at kick return. I don't want to return that many damn kicks anyway. That many people scoring. But I want, when they got that, like, you got to make a business decision if you can't kick it out the end zone. Versus when six back there. I feel like we got a special returner back there. I like what Davies is doing, that punt returner. Salute to you, Davies, getting the possession, which is the most important thing. But at this point, at 2-on-4, what we can't do is self-implode and go at each other. Tony Elliott, man, I think he had, like, this is result-based, so this is going to seem like I'm brown nosing because I know how y'all love to try. So you just talking nice, but I think you're a hell of a coach, bro. Because you got to think for the long game. Like remember, Bronco came in 2-10 and said we only had this many ACC players, and y'all was chewing them out and cussing them out. Like sometimes y'all got to really sit back and evaluate what the coach said versus just trying to respond and getting emotional. No, like don't let your emotions get the best of you all the time. Sometimes assess what's being said, thoroughly process what was said. And then speak versus letting your emotions just control you. Like sometimes, man, you don't have to go to social media and let everybody know what you're feeling. You really don't. Cause I'm pretty sure about 2 days later, you feel like, damn, I shouldn't have said that. And it's out there. I had to learn that. I'm speaking from experience. So many times I used to just go at people on message boards or social media and they didn't deserve how I responded to them. Even though I may have felt like they were disrespecting me, when I go back and I read what they really said, I'm like, oh, they really wasn't disrespecting. They were just providing a critique and was a little animated, but they weren't disrespectful. So as a man, I'm like, oh, my bad. I apologize. Everybody love this program. But the guys within that program, you're the most important. You win games with those people. On this mic, can't help you win games. The people in the stands can't help you win games. We ain't the reason y'all losing games. Because it's all about who's in that locker room. Who's in those meeting rooms. Who's in the McHugh Center. That's how you win games. Play for those people right there. Play for your brother. Offensive lineman. A guy sacking your quarterback is like somebody smacking your mama or your daddy or your loved one.
Don't accept it. Fight. Defensive guys, take some pride in understanding and executing your assignment every single time. Because when you play hero ball, you're showing your teammate you don't trust that he can make the play. Recalibrate. Refocus. That's it. And finish. Good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to do, man. It's a Ball Hawk Show. I'm out of here. Salute to everybody. Peace.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.